Welcome back to this already, the final segment of The Price of Business. I am your host, Kevin Price, talking to you about you and your business. Got the good, my good friend still here from Commercial Tax Network. I was able to talk him into one more segment. And again, as is Adam Cedars and Terry English, and they are partners, not in crime, although I would think that the tax authorities would like to think what you do is criminal.
Oh, yes. They don't like us, you know, but hey, we're not here for them to like us.
That's right. You're here to hold them accountable, which by all means they need to be.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's talk a little bit. You know, we talked a lot about the last segment that the reality is that the government is tight for money, and they're hungry too for your money. And you guys are stepping in there between the homeowner and the business building, commercial owner, and saying, hey, you're getting crazy when it comes to the taxes. And what you were telling me during the break, what I thought was very exciting there, Terry, why don't you talk a little bit about that? 80% of the time is landing in your favor.
Right, yes. Our success rate is coming in right about 80% of our appeals that we file. We actually do get reductions. And as we were speaking before, about 70% of the property owners in Harris County really don't protest their taxes. So 80% of those would be paying more than they really should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's amazing. You know, some people just don't care. You know, they just want to give that money away and certainly, you know, think that most people really have better things to do with it than to give it to the government.
Well, what I'd like you to do, the listener out there, is to use these guys and send a difference to Kevin Price at...
Right.
I guarantee you, I'll spend it better than the county authorities will.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let me ask you then, you know, with that situation being like it is, Adam, what do you find in anecdotal conversation? I realize this is anecdotal. What do you find is the reason why people aren't using services like yours?
Well, the fact that they don't know about the service and they haven't ever, you know, built the relationship with a service like us, if that's the case, or if they, you know, they could live in a different state where they don't normally do something like this. It just depends. If we're talking commercial properties, it just depends. There's so many reasons that they wouldn't use our service, but it's just knowledge and, you know, whether they've built a relationship with us or not. We come out to the properties that we sign up. We meet the owners. We walk the property. We take pictures, build a file. So it's really, we walk you through it. If it's your first time and you haven't ever tried the service out, and we don't charge a fee for that. So
because that's all part of you building your case for a lower rate.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So, Terry, talk a little bit, you know, and again, everyone's results are different. You're getting success about 80% of the time, which I think is more than enough reason why someone should spend no money to hire you guys and probably be in that 80% winning category. But anecdotal, give us an example. In fact, you were telling me during the break of a company that signed up with you in January, and you guys have enjoyed phenomenal results for them.
Right. Yeah, we had a property owner had a motel out in Austin, and basically it was valued at $2.9 million. The owner really didn't know what to do, so they called us and we said, well, we certainly think we can help you. And in February, or matter of fact 2 days ago, we had a hearing with the appraisal district over there and was able to get the value down to $1.6 million, roughly a $1.3 million reduction. Saved him over $44,000 in property taxes. So now he's going to be enjoying that $44,000 back in his bank once they give it back to him after the refund is actually going to be sent back, you know, to the property owner.
That's significant.
It is.
That's significant. And you see those, you've seen those for years, and you see them all the time.
All the time. You know, I mean, when we first started the business back in 1990, one of my clients had a property right there at Bissonnette and Beltway 8. We actually cut that value $1.4 million, and it was incredible. The guy, he was just, how did you do that? I'm going, well, based on our theory, our expertise, it's got to be fair and equal. It's got to be at market value or both. And if not, you know, then the value is got to get cut. You know,
yeah.
It's just amazing where people just don't understand the whole process. That's why we're professionals at this business. And if you don't use a professional, then you're going to probably be, you know, leaving money on the table.
Yeah. You have a great some great numbers there about the company. Why don't you talk about those, Adam?
Okay. Well, before I do that, I want to mention one more thing about that cut he was just talking about. That was a correction hearing. It wasn't a regular hearing. So that's, you know, it's not unheard of, but you do have a deadline of January 31st to file a correction in case you missed or did not show up for your hearing.
Yeah.
So that's how we, you know, we
and
had
that's
that.
Why you got to have people who are in the know, or it just simply right. won't happen. What do you got there as far as an overview, real quick?
We started our company back in 1990. It was founded in 1990, so over 21 years in service for the industry. Our consultants have experience of over 100 years combined, and that's maybe three of them. We have probably 10 others in the background, but we manage about 1,900 clients and over $3 billion in assets. Real property, that's about $2.8 billion. Business personal properties, just under $240 million. We have nationwide coverage capability. We have our office in Georgia. We have the office here in Houston. That's our headquarters. And then we've been a winner of distinction for 3 years in a row with the BBB. We have an outstanding rating with them, so if you'd like a good company to do some work for you, then give us a call.
Yeah, let me tell you, that BBB rating, most companies, frankly, out there these days, they don't even want the hassle. They won't even pursue a BBB membership because, and they have high ethical standards. They just don't want the harassment because once they know you're a BBB member, you are held to a much, much, much higher standard. How long have you been a member of BBB?
I think at least 6 years, you know, yeah. even. With them.
And to be recognized members in that way, I think speaks volumes. And so, you know, my view is anyone out there says that they're, you know, against excessive government, they're against excessive government spending. It shouldn't be just on a federal level. It should be on all levels of government. And they're not doing things like this that didn't cost me a penny to get started. And in fact, it doesn't cost me anything until I get savings. And it took me less than 15 minutes to fill out the form. I say, shame on you. You're not serious about holding government accountable if you're not working with a company like these guys. The company, again, Commercial Tax Network. Find them online at commercialtax.com. That's commercialtax.com. Number 281-897-1119. 281-897-1119. You need to be a better steward than that. Thanks, gentlemen, as always.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great rest of your evening and spend it right here on this station.